late at starting the meeting. I do apologise. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for you turning up to the annual parish council meeting on Monday, the 19th of May, 2025. Moving on to item PC 001-2526, to receive nominations and to elect the chair of the parish council and to sign declaration of office. Can I have any recommendations for chair of parish council, please?
If chair is willing, current chair, I'd like to nominate Councillor Clark for being the chair of the parish council. I know I've had this conversation before about succession planning, but we're very thin on the ground at the moment, and to have an experienced chair who works so hard and diligently and does a really good job of getting through things quickly. Streamlined. But I'm really mindful of the amount of time it does take, and it's not, like I say, it's not something that somebody can continue to do forever. So I'm aware of that.
Are there any other proposals?
No, second that.
Yes, I third that.
All those in favour? Thank you very much for having confidence in me to continue for another year. I will do that, but I would like it to be known that it would be helpful if there was one or two people coming up in the ranks at some stage to take over, because it, as Councillor Hart said, it's not a job for life. It's, you know, I think it's sometimes refreshing with new blood is a good thing. So happy to do it for another year or so, but just bear that in mind, please. So thank you very much, and I hope it sucks. Thank you. Thanks for your confidence. And to sign the declaration of office at some stage.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. PC 002-2526, to receive nominations and elect the vice chair of the parish council and sign the declaration of office. Are there any recommendations for vice chair? Councillor Davey.
Councillor Cowley says he's willing to do it again.
Can I have a seconder, please? Are there any other nominations? Okay, on the basis that Councillor Cowley has offered himself up.
But he didn't say no.
Well, he did say, I believe, in the email that he would be happy to,
yes. Oh, right.
To go again. So,
besides, when she's not here tonight.
No, but I spoke to him recently, but he said yes.
Okay, can I have a vote for Councillor Cowley as Vice Chair? Okay, and that's carried unanimously.
Sorry, you seconded, I missed.
Sorry, that was Councillor.
Councillor.
I do apologise.
Thank you,
Clark. Right, PC 003-2526, to receive and approve apologies for absence. Clark, have we had any apologies tonight?
A couple. Councillor Cowley, Travis, Wilson, Cipriano, Barnes, Coleman, and Canagher.
Was that all?
Oh, yes.
And they're all acceptable reasons?
All acceptable
reasons. Okay, can I have someone to accept that, please? Councillor Kim Murray, seconded by Councillor Davey. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Moving on then to PC 004-2526, to receive the declarations of interest and dispensations. I believe there will be something coming from Councillor Kim Murray.
Yes, I'm just looking for the number.
PC 15-25-26-16.
Okay, and
that's the director of the hub.
Okay, mm-hmm. You noted.
Dispensation to attend.
Dispensation to remain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
ready.
Thank you.
Moving on to public participation, PC 005-2526. As there's no members of the public, we will move on. PC 006-2526, to approve the minutes of the parish council meeting held on 28th of April. Clark, have you received any modifications, adjustments, or requests?
No.
Okay, happy with those minutes. So, if no one's got anything to raise now, could I have a proposal, please, to accept those minutes? That's Councillor Campbell, seconded by Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's all carried. Thank you. Item PC 007-2526, to report back on the minutes of the parish council meeting on 28th of April. Clark, did you have anything?
Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to PC 008-2526, chair's announcements. I'll leave it at this stage. All I will say just very briefly is that we've had a very positive response from the LHI officer with regard to our looking at road safety around primary school, and I will be convening a meeting of the Futures Group ASAP to discuss, and then we'll be bringing that back to full council. I will do that in conjunction with the clerk, and we'll look at the and the RFO to look at the numbers that we will be prepared to put up to match, to see whether we've got a positive chance, a good chance of getting our allocation. But if we do, that would be exceedingly good thing, improve the safety of the school. So we'll deal with that under watch this space. Moving on to item PC0092526, to consider changing days of the week for full council committee meetings to ensure maximum attendance. The reason this has come up, I think, as most of you know around the table, with children being left with neighbours and things like this, so that meetings can be attended, we have identified that due to illness and holidays all convening at the same time, we have struggled. And there are a couple of our members are unable to make Mondays anyway due to work and other commitments, which are permanent commitments. So I asked the clerk if she could look at doing something so that we could actually have a look and see whether we have an opportunity here to move some of the bits and pieces around. So I'll go to the clerk for your analysis.
Yeah, thank you for filling in the little poll, most of you. It's looking as if Wednesday's the most popular choice overall. Thursday's coming up a close second. Monday's not really. Tuesday and no Friday at all. But interestingly, we had the internal audit today, and the auditor was talking to us about the days of the week for the meetings, because we were talking about Mondays and how they were quite difficult, and she said, never have them on Monday, Wednesday's the best. you get more time to do everything, you don't get caught up in bank holidays, and we were just saying how interesting it was that people had picked Wednesday, so it looks like a good option.
Okay, now anybody want to, Councillor Hart?
Yeah, I mean, just speaking with my district council hat, I mean, that's the problem for me. You know, Wardens is on a Monday, Shepherd is on a Monday, Meldrith do a Thursday. I think, you know, we're looking at the councillors we've got, and Councillor Coleman, who's doing such a sterling job at mixed music on a Monday, you know, it's, we want him to be doing that, really.
Absolutely.
So I think something about, and certainly in terms of the clerk, can you see it making a difference for you, Clark?
Most definitely, when we publish agendas, yeah, and even things like this May meeting is a really, really tricky one, that we, because we bring it a week forward, it just goes out the window because it's a Monday, hence the RFO being here until just now, so it's not good.
I also think, sorry, Chair, through you, no, that the fact, you know, if we meet, if we don't have both our annual parish and our parish annual in May, because lots of the other, again, you can have them earlier than that, I think that would make a huge difference. You know, we think we've been here last Monday, and all the work and effort the clerk put in for that, and now we're back again. So I think, let's be maverick, let's go Wednesday.
May is a bad month generally for meetings.
Or bank holidays.
You get two bank holidays.
And we've got community grants one coming up as well, but we moved to June, because that usually in May, so it's
Also, I do understand that he's in surgery on Monday, so he's almost, it's very, very difficult for him to commit, because if he's still in surgery, he can't rock out and leave, and leave that one. Sorry, I'm moving off to a meeting. So we've pretty much lost two of our members straight before we even start. Councillor Hart.
So would it be possible, so then, to, because I'm really mindful about planning as well, and that can be an issue, would Wednesday be better for a planning meeting as well?
I think the chair, we've moved it to 8 o'clock.
We've moved it to 8 o'clock on a Monday, so that works for me.
Having them on different days of the week, it means you're not going the same, you could end up with two or three meetings in the month on the same day of the week, so it breaks it around a little bit, it breaks it up.
For me, I prefer it all on the same night, because then I know that Monday nights is parish council.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've ended up with rugby tied on there, because that's my daughter's rugby, and I did the first aid for it.
So Captain Commander, Wednesdays wouldn't work for you?
Wednesday would work. She's got netball on a Wednesday, so hopefully next year it'll be running later.
So we could move to Wednesday at 8 o'clock?
Wednesday would suit me.
What, at 8 o'clock to continue with the...
For planning, you mean?
Yeah, planning only.
No, 7.30.
Are you sure? Because I know the because of the one at the moment, we have to do 8 o'clock, don't we?
Because yeah, that's because of the rugby on the Monday. Yeah. That's on Monday, not Wednesday.
No, but I know, but is the other sport finishing earlier?
I don't do, I'm not involved.
Because you're not involved with the first
spectator only, and
just to the clerk, would planning work Wednesdays, in terms of when you have to, how does that fit in with deadlines and things?
It's much better for us because we get the report every Monday, so we'll be able to use that one. And also we apply for extensions anyway, so it wouldn't matter if we're going to a Wednesday for that.
Does that, can I ask the clerk, does that help? Also help the office as well?
Yeah, I think we've all voted as well. So
okay. Right, I think although we are, well, we are in quorum, so I think we can take a decision.
We're not in quorum,
we are quorum. Give back. I think we should vote on this.
Could we keep FMGG as the Tuesday, as
yes.
was suggested yeah.
I think that works for that works for Moulin.
Come off.
Okay, so on the basis of what you've heard tonight, can we please vote on the fact that we will change the planning and the main council meetings, the main monthly council meetings, to Wednesday evenings at 7.30. We will leave finance and governance on Tuesday.
I'm mindful that Councillor Cowley isn't here and is vice chair, if accepts. I still think we need to move to Wednesday. I'm just mindful that maybe if Wednesdays don't work for Councillor Cowley, I realise the chair is very conscientious and he's always here. But
there's touch wood, as long as there's no COVID or illness, there'll probably only be one meeting I'll miss this year, which is when I'm on holiday in September. That's all. But yeah, subject to the results. But I think we have to take that decision on the basis that we will hopefully get back to more people. I don't know how many people have actually responded in the end?
10.
Oh, good. So who hasn't responded? Andrew, probably?
Yes, probably.
Councillor Travis?
Yeah.
That's two. Who's the other one person who didn't respond?
Councillor Coleman didn't respond, but he did verbally say... Anything
from
Monday.
Right.
So
I don't
like
Mondays.
We've had two no responses. We've had Councillor Wilson?
No.
So he hasn't responded either?
No.
Councillor Barnes?
No, they haven't responded. I just think hearing what the clerk is saying, how the auditor is saying that Mondays are not a good time, and we can see the releasing the pressure on the office. I think we've tried it. Maybe we'd say that's it, but we try it for a year and see how it gets.
Well, we could try it for 3 months or something like that and make sure it's the best. Councillor?
I was just going to say, I'm quite happy to make a decision tonight, but perhaps we can bat an email around and say we want to move it to Wednesday. Any objections to everybody else, and then make the decision next meeting.
I'm going to have to bring the diary of meetings back anyway, so we can definitely do that out of meeting and then bring it back.
Okay. Ken?
I'm just thinking with such a small...
Yes.
But sorry, Chair, but how many responses did we get, Clark?
10 altogether with staff.
Yeah, and 10 to 10, and how many then not? So if we were going to... Although, how many of us...
Councillor Carver said
10 including staff.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
councillors.
7 councillors, so that's over half.
And we know that Councillor Coleman has also said verbally yes, so that's 8.
Still leaves 5 on now.
It's 8-4. Okay, the vote is to go with changing the monthly meetings and the planning meetings to Wednesday. This will be subject to final confirmation from the remaining 5.
But there's only if all of us here are saying If it came to a vote.
There's eight people.
If it came to a vote, then we would. Because that's our problem in numbers. Our problem are numbers, you know, with the, what we've had to do tonight. And I know it's unusual. Councillor Barnes isn't normally away, would normally be here.
I think you're right. I think we have, including Councillor Coleman, who did a verbal, you said.
Yep.
That means we have got eight councillors.
Councillor Davies here and Galway councillor in the way because you haven't filled in.
No.
Did you not fill in?
Didn't see it.
Okay, so that's nine then.
Not guaranteed. Wednesdays aren't great for me. If I'm visiting, you know, if I'm off down to Newbury on a Wednesday, so I was thinking of abstaining actually. Sorry.
My suggestion, Chair, is we try it and see how it goes. But I think for me, one of the fact that the auditor is saying that, and it makes such a, it's going to take pressure off the office.
I think you're right. I think we'll give this what a 3 month trial. And then we can reassess. Does that make sense? That's fair. That gives
6 months. I've been for 3 months. Isn't really very long.
Three meetings.
Well, it's just suss out.
6 months.
Okay. Right. Okay. I've been beaten up. More and truly, I don't know why I'm not the science chief. Okay. The recommendation is that we will trial this for 6 months on a Wednesday. And that will include planning as well. We will move planning as well to a Wednesday. So both the month end and the planning meetings will go to Wednesday during the week. And we will trial that for 6 months. Can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Hart, Councillor Campbell, seconded. All those in favour? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. And one abstention? And one abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you everybody for that. I say we'll give this a try and see where we go. Okay, right. Item PC 010-2526, appointing of standing committees. Right, let's have a look at the committees. Okay, now I think on the basis of the fact that we are missing quite a few members and we have a new member who is currently doing his research as to which committees he would like to go on, I think the recommendation should be, unless anybody wants to be taken off of committees, that we go with what we've already got, and that would be subject to the clerk getting confirmation from all the relevant parties that they are happy to stay where they are, the people that are not actually here. So I'll start off by asking, is there anybody here who would like to be removed, apart from the full council meeting, which you better not? Is there anybody wishing to be removed from any of the committees that they're currently sitting on? I'll talk about the website and the skate park in a second. Okay, so there's nobody wishing to be removed at this stage. So we will take that as everybody's involved as they are now, and we will circulate the list to all of the councillors that are not present and ask them if they would confirm that they're happy to sit on those councils, on those committees and working parties. Councillor Hart.
Yeah, can I just add, I did put it in the point, I just wanted to thank Councillor Davey for showing an interest in the HR panel, and I'm just wondering if the interest still exists. We meet during the day,
yes.
Often by Zoom.
Yeah, okay, yes. What day do you tend to...
It can be... We normally just send an email around and say, when can people do? So it's normally The only thing, what thing would be, I mean, until we know for sure about Councillor Travis, is what Councillor Barnes has done this year, and she sat in on... when we've done our performance management reviews to see how they run. I think it's a jolly panel. It'd be lovely to have five, because
so often we do get coffee and
biscuits. Thank you. Yeah, I'll come back to you if that's okay, Councillor.
Yeah, okay. So at the moment we leave it as is. I don't think we need to vote on this, do we? Or do you like a vote? Well, I know you like a vote, but...
No, we can go away for confirmation. We haven't got to resolve it, but it's the appointment of the standing committee.
Okay, we will wait to get feedback from the clerk, and then either we can bring it back to the next council to rubber stamp it. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much everybody for that. Right, moving on. So that's planning committee sorted, finance and good governance, maintenance committee made, and the HR panel, and then there's the futures working party. Now, talking about the website working party, do you believe, Clark, that there is a need for the website working party to continue or to become active?
Not currently, but we will be working on the project. It's a plan is to redo the website. We have precepted funds to do that in the coming years, so okay, it'll be earmarked reserved until we can get a project together.
Okay, so we'll leave that grouping as it is. With regard to the skate park, as we know, that is now a dormant working party. However, there does appear to be some good news coming from the clerk that we may be able to reallocate those funds that were left available, and we can look to put those potentially into another project for the youth within the village. So I think it may just get renamed as a working party at some stage in the future once we can clarify this with the S106 officer. Okay, is that okay to leave that where it is?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, thank you everybody for that. Now the PC 0122526 to note parish council liaisons on the following. As you will have all seen, hopefully you all had a look at the documents being put together by the club. Excellent document, the annual report. Everything is in there that relates to item A, the Board of Trustees for Francis John Clear Almshouse, the Board of Trustees of Martin's Charity, Board of Trustees of Triggs Charity Trust, the item Melbourne and District Warden Scheme, and the Melbourne Community Pub Lunch Club. If anybody wishes to raise any issues or concerns or anything about any of those at this stage, please do so. If not, we'll just note that they will be reported back at the annual parish meeting. Okay, moving on to PC 0132526 to make note of approved calendar meetings for the new civic year, which due to circumstances beyond my control, this will be revised at a later date once we've had a chance to talk to the other, Assistant Clerk, we've had a chance to talk to the other councillors, and then we will reintroduce this with new dates, etc., etc. Right, moving on now to policy reviews, PC 0142526. Item A, to review, approve and adopt the updated Standing Orders V10, version 10, as recommended by Finance and Good Governance, FG 056-250. Right, the model standing orders, is there anything you wish to highlight or identify in here? I've been through this with you anyway, and did it through Finance and Good Governance. It was all approved through Finance and Good Governance.
Yeah, just to say that they're the NALC standard templates where it's not statutory, we've removed some of the things that don't work for us as a council that reflect the previous standing orders, and we've added in a couple of extra bits that work for us, but they reflect the previous orders. It seems to be all good.
Okay, so unless anybody has any questions or queries with regard to these changes, can I have a proposal please to accept the terms? That's Councillor Campbell, seconded Councillor Murray. All those in favour? And that's a full carry. Thank you for that. Item B, to review, approve and adopt the updated terms of reference to the Planning Committee. I will look to Councillor Phil Murray, and there's nothing here in the other, just dates change. Okay, so you're happy? Okay, can I have a proposal please? Councillor Phil Murray, seconded Councillor Hart, all those in favour? That's a full carry, thank you. Item C, to review, approve and adopt the updated terms of reference for HR panel. Again, I will look to the chair of the HR panel.
No, I need to say we'll have a meeting fairly soon, just to elect a chair. I don't think there's anything, and I'm just looking to find, I don't think we've been advised that there's anything we need to change.
No, the only thing I would bring to council is that in the audit and in a different meeting, we were questioned on being called an HR panel, and just for the the fact that it's not called a committee, but it's just the note that we're bringing it as a committee in the legal term.
Right.
We have terms of reference and we work to those and then we report to council. So it was just
And we were advised to have a panel rather than a committee so that there aren't minutes, because the minutes of the meetings with discussions are confidential, so that's why it's a panel.
Thank you.
Right, okay. If there's no further questions, can I have a proposal to accept those, please? That's Councillor Davey, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's a full carry. Thank you. Item D, to review, approve and adopt the terms, updated terms of reference for the Maintenance Committee. Again, went through this in Councillor Travis's absence. There's absolutely nothing in there that wants any general discussion. It's just dates and tidy up changes. So unless anyone's got any questions, can I have a proposal, please?
I just got a comment, really, Chair, just saying it was such a pleasure to sit in on the maintenance meeting, having not been a member of the panel. And again, I just reflect on days gone by, and it just was a real example of how far Old Parish Council has come. So, yeah, just got well done, everyone, really. Thank you.
That's good. A lot of that's down to Councillor Travis, because he's dragged that one out. He's been kicking and screaming over the years. So... he did an excellent job to get it where it's actually sitting at the moment. Right, if there's no further, can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Davey, seconded Councillor Kilmarnock. All those in favour? That's a full carry, thank you. Item E, to receive the schedule of policies and procedures. Okay, now this is looking, I have to say, I think the office has done an excellent job here. It's looking extremely tidy and there are very, very few red items on there now. And I remember a few years back, there was an awful lot of items on there when we started this. So all credit to the office for getting this to where it is at the moment. It's in a very, very healthy position, and hopefully the auditor recognised that as well.
Yep, if I can just add,
sure.
from the audit, the comment was that although some of the HR policies we could look at reviewing now, they're not desperate because law hasn't changed, so they just need to bring them in line. But everything else, I think we're okay. I've kind of taken a few out where they're not going to be relevant at the moment, but we can bring them out, bring them back if we need to.
And I think gradually you're looking at some stage, as things tighten down and we get onto the new systems and everything, consolidating a couple so that they link in, so we'll have less reviews necessary. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it was good to do it this way because it needed tidying up from years ago. And I think now it's there, it can be consolidated and will become more robust. And you don't want to vote on that one, do you?
No. I've just got one more comment.
Sorry,
I'm being so, appreciative tonight. But yeah, you know, one of the things about being district council is you go to other parish council meetings and I often signpost, you know, people say they haven't got a policy. We seem to have a policy on everything. Which I understand we probably don't need as many, you know, policy on policies was my favourite one. But, you know, it's good. It shows that there's rigour there. And, yeah, just, again, great to see that we can do a bit of streamlining and link things in. And Councillor Travis was instrumental in a lot of that as well.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He is,
our policies are...
I have to say, he'll go down in history as being a good scribe.
Yeah.
That's what he did when in his professional life. So, you know, he was very, very good. Well, he's very, very good at doing that sort of thing. Right, okay. Moving on to PC 015-2526, Finance Matters, to receive and consider the financial reports for April 2025.
The office needs to bring their apologies that due to two systems desperately not talking to each other, we are unable to provide a comparative report for this month. It is only the one month,
yeah.
And of speaking to the RFO today, there's nothing to note for this month.
Okay.
However, we apologise and everything will come to the June meeting for the AGAR. So
this is all down to the two systems?
Yeah, Edge is finished, Realtis is done, but they will not marry up. But it's all done. We've been on the phone to Realtis all day today, so we will get there. But apologies to council.
I think apologies are not required. I think we all understand what's been going on, and it's no mean achievement to actually transfer from one system to another. So it's just pain for gain at the moment.
So close.
No. So all credit to the office again for the amount of effort that's gone into this. It can be hair pulling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so we'll move on and we'll look to see that in June. Item B, to note confirmed amount of the community benefit grant money for distribution received from Quintas £57,563.66, received on the 30th of April, meeting to be held on Monday the 2nd of June. Have we had any? How many have we had so far?
Four applications.
For I think we'll leave that meeting as it is on that Monday, because it's a once a year thing. Hopefully it's just a one-off agenda item, so we're a relatively quick meeting, so we'll continue that in the same way that we have done before. But that's a very chunky amount of money that we've been offered up there. Okay, thank you for that. Right, let's move on to item C, to consider approving invoices related to PCM at the hub. Now we have just the two. Yeah, so the first one, again, this is money that is sat on by the office on behalf of the hub in the trust that's held in escrow. The first one is £1,350. This is for room rental. Can I have a proposal, please, to accept that? Councillor Davey, can I have a seconder, please? That's Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's with one abstention. Okay, thank you. Accepted. And the second item is for £180, and this is for room rental and catering buffets. Again, the money is held in escrow on behalf of. So can I have a proposal, please, to accept that? That's Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor Davey. All those in favour? And that's a carry with one abstention. Okay, so that's those two out of the way. Right. Right, moving on now to item D, to consider approving the invoice from Hart's Books to be taken from the library S106 monies. Now, I do recall the last time this happened, which was it last month or the month before, somebody, one of the councillors, did recommend maybe we should look at maybe more local. Let's sort of look to support local businesses. Was that ever fed back to the library?
It was fed back to the library. Yeah, we get a huge discount from Hearts, and this order was, I believe, already placed before we did. But they do go to Bode, but is it Bode?
Yeah,
they have been there and spoken to them, but I think they're trying to get discount.
Okay, I think we just need to sort of encourage them maybe at some stage to just offer up through that, because I think working with local businesses is good, and they're going all the way out to
unless it's not value for money.
Agreed, but the amount of money being spent, I don't think the savings would be massive, but it would be nice gesture, I think. Okay, but on that basis, the how much are we talking about in total? We're talking £53.54 discounted amount to be paid, and again, this is out of this 106 monies that we are currently sitting on behalf of, and is still balancing the account. So can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Davey. All those in favour? And one abstention. Yeah, that's fair. That's understood. Okay, thank you. We go with that. Right, to note item E, to note the annual governance and accountability return 24-25 AGAR will be considered at the June meeting to allow for the internal audit to be completed and signed off. So, so we can assume from the gesticulations from the clerk that it was a positive. Well done. Okay, so we'll look to see that next time around. Okay, moving on to item F, to note the deposit payment made to Shelford Heating for works to the oil tank at Little Hands at a value of £2,187.09. Authorised via Unity under PC 231-25A. That's just to note, this is the deposit for replacing the oil tank at the Hansen nursery. Okay, item G, to note deposit payment to True Light for works to doors at Little Hands at the value of £2,892 on approval list PC 231-25B. That was put forward, so we're both on the list. Okay, item H, to consider approvals list for May 2025. I didn't get a chance to look at this on the way through. There's nothing unusual on there, is there?
The only payments to note really are the two deposits which are on there, which are Shelford Heating and True Light.
Okay.
The invoice for JHE for works done in March has come through, so that one's on there, which is a bit...
They're very efficient, aren't they?
And the contribution towards the works at New Road Cemetery is on there, that was approved back probably last year sometime, so...
We approved that with maintenance anyway.
Yes.
That came through maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay, unless anybody's got anything, any questions on that? Any questions on the payments? Can I propose to accept those payments, please? That's Councillor Murray, seconded Councillor Hart. All those in favour? And can I ask one of the other signatories? I'll go online as well, either tonight or tomorrow morning, first thing. Can I have someone else to volunteer?
Sorry, Chair, the email will come out tomorrow morning. We're just doing the final checks on the payments on the bank, but they'll be with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, so we'll get confirmation that this is all in order?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so can I have someone to join me sometime tomorrow online? Okay, that's... Is that Councillor Hart?
It could be.
Or it could be
Councillor Hart. I'll race
it, Councillor. Yeah. Okay, just as long as we're aware that it's there, and two of us go online. Okay. Thank you, Renee.
No approving before we get the email.
No, absolutely.
That would be a
just close that window on my
right, okay. Here we go. PC 016-2526 governance, item A, to note updated model financial regulations from NALC to be reviewed at the next finance and governance meeting in July. So that's duly noted. Okay. To note the fixed asset register as approved by Finance and Good Governance Committee, FG05325, item B. Okay. Yes, we do have a few assets, don't we? Okay. Again, I've had a relatively 12,000 items. Oh, okay, I've had a reasonable look through this. It's quite solid. I don't know whether anyone's got any questions at this stage. It's pretty standard stuff really, but okay.
Again, Chair, just through you, just
Councillor Hart.
This didn't exist not too long ago. And yeah, and talk about not knowing what you had, you know, so the fact that it's just brilliant. Just
I do remember going out counting the spoons at the
this didn't exist when I started on council.
Yeah.
I'm not claiming credit, I'm just saying that's the time.
Yeah. I think there's a lot to be proud of here, and I think the fact is that you hear positives from the office, from the auditors and things like that, you know, hold your heads up. There's a lot of work gone in this over a period of years, isn't it? It's not been a 5-minute job, this. Okay. So that's to note the fixed register. Item C, to note item numbering as previously suggested, meeting type reference, items numbers, civic year, period. That's just generally to note.
Yeah.
Right, to receive, item D, to receive updates and consider any actions, any other governance issues. Is there anything you wish to raise, Clark?
No.
Right, moving on. PC 017-2526 bank reconciliations, to note bank reconciliations for April. They will be done by next month.
Okay. Just so, Chair, one of the things I'm just aware of, and I realise Councillor David's been doing this task for
two years,
and I think we said we would try and share it round, so maybe that's something else to ask.
Yeah.
And I think actually it's good practice with the auditor that it can't be the same person, so I think maybe Councillor David, you're in a position where you can hang up your...
When I finish, when I get it up today.
And I think Councillor Charlie sort of walked you through it, so...
No, he didn't, he said he would, but he didn't.
Oh, didn't. So it's a sort of pay it forward role.
But there is a sheet in there that tells you
what to do.
There's an obvious guide.
I think then if we could have that to the agenda right after next month's meeting, we'll have a full compliment of people, and then we can thank you, present you with your Don Perignon.
Can I just ask, Councillor, and I did it way back, and there were lots of folders and things. How long do you reckon it takes?
About 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's not long.
Yeah. No, it's tight now, isn't it?
Yeah, so if nobody else is willing to do it, I can.
We will look for a volunteer next.
And we should try and persuade one of our newer councillors.
Yeah,
that might be.
Encouraging it. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm just mindful that it's, I used to do it during the day, you know, because I've got something for work, so I've got flexibility, but yeah, maybe other people can understand.
Okay. Right. PC01822526. Maintenance matters to receive any updates and consider any actions. I don't think, having just recently had the last maintenance meeting, there's nothing to report. Unless anybody has anything they wish to raise on maintenance issues? No. Okay, we will move on. Item PC01922526, planning matters. To receive and consider response to offer to purchase land on Beechwood Avenue. Now, this is coming from a developer, and this is the small plot of land on the corner. Which is near, it's just round Beechwood, and it's near the road that District Councillor Hales lives in. It's that plot of land on the corner where we often see a lot of kids playing football and things like that in that small spot. I would imagine, looking at the size of the plot, you're looking at 3 to 4 houses, potentially. And I think if...
Many more.
Maybe 4 or 5 then. On the basis of the policy that we've adopted over the years that I've been involved in this, and I know preceding that, Councillor Kilmurray, it has never been the policy of Melbourne Parish Council to sell land, only to acquire it if humanly possible. Before I go into proposal, Councillor Kilmurray.
Just to say that we are desperately short of play area within the village. This is very active local play area, so quite aside from any policies that we have, we shouldn't sell. It's needed.
And it might actually be an area where we could put some benches and things like that so that people can sit, come and sit with newspaper and other things. That might be something we can look at in the future. Councillor Hall.
Yeah, just as I was going to reiterate with Councillor Kilmurray, but also, and this is a piece of land that we maintain, is that correct?
Yeah, we are.
And the fact that residents in the past have been very grateful for the fact that it is kept well looked after, and it is, as you say, it's a bit of green space, and Beechwood Avenue doesn't need any more development, in my opinion. You know, we're not in a position, it'd be very different if we didn't have any money or anything, you know, but you say it's really a village amenity that we.
Well, we've been accused as a parish council of selling off land, which we've never owned in the past.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think we should actually sell off any land that we actually do own. But I think maybe we could look at that, putting some benches in there and making it a representative area for people to sit. So without further ado, the recommendation is to thank...
thank you for your interest.
Thank you for your interest, but we are not interested in selling any land. I don't think we need to say now or in the future, we just are not interested in selling any land.
And just wondering, Chair, if we might say, you know, our policy... On green space in the village to keep it as green space, it's not personal, just that's what we do.
So can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Kilmurray, secondly Councillor Davey, all those in favour? Thank you. And that's a carry, so we will write to him if that's okay. It's up to you. Do you want to sign that from the office? As the office?
However, it is comfortable.
You can sign it from the office and the chair if you want to make it. So if that suits you, if not, you can just do it from the office. Your choice. Okay, but we could just tell Councillor Cowley that we've sold the land. Okay. Moving on. Item B, to receive any further considerations, any other actions and considerations. Councillor Kilmurray, is there anything you wish to pick up on planning at the moment? Okay, thank you. Moving on. PC02225-26 Community Hub, to receive any updates and consider any actions. I don't know whether you've been in touch with anybody. Is there anything that needs to be reported, warrants reporting?
No, not really.
I've not heard anything from the manager, but I've been in on a regular basis, so she seems to be okay. We seem to be ticking over nicely. Okay, I saw District Councillor Hales was here. He's been here quite a few days on and off, so.
For those that don't know, our admin volunteer Linda has departed.
Oh.
She's no longer with the hub. She decided she's had enough.
Oh. Are you looking to recruit?
We're looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. We've covered off the duties that she was doing. We've got other volunteers that are interested.
Okay. That's good. Good news. Thank you very much for that update. Right, moving on to item PC 021-2526, to discuss representation at Melbourne Village Fete. Right, okay, here we go. Do you want to go through that now? Because the Fete is...
15-15.
That doesn't leave us long, does it?
No. Really, to note that hopefully we would bring the Rivermill Restoration Group and the Stockbridge Meadows and call for volunteers onto the stand. Mixed Music will be joining us on the stand this year, and they'll also have a dance tent somewhere. And the other thing was that the Melbourne History Group have asked us to bring along quite a stock of the books, because they're going to point people to the stand to come and have a book if they haven't got one.
Okay, and then we could corral them, press gang them or whatever. Okay.
Can we have a few nomination packs printed and ready?
Yeah, press gang.
When we had the annual parish meeting, some of the notices that you had up were very, very good, very, very positive. So I think same sort of thing, if that's possible.
Of course, yeah.
And you never know, we might attract one or two people, there are now quite a few new people in the village, so we probably don't know what's going on, so we might be lucky enough to get the odd one or two. But I think it's going to be a case of, if you've got some time, even if you've just got an hour to spare, if a few of us can go on and man the table for an hour or so, each, and you can bring your sloth.
Sloth.
Sorry.
You mean to person the table chair?
I think if we can have a word, we'll send something out to the councillors, ask them if they can just spend half an hour or an hour just to be around the table. We get odd people asking for questions and sometimes come up with a few queries and things like that, which we can try and deal with. Councillor David.
Regret I will be absent.
Can you send your husband?
You don't want that.
Okay, so if you just bear that in mind, half an hour or an hour, hopefully it'll be a good do. Okay, right, moving on. PC 022-2526, health and safety, accessibility and wellbeing. To receive any updates, is there anything we need to be aware of?
No, slight accident in the office the other day, a trip. Hazard, but that was sorted and it was
user
error, so
we're on. So no issues, no
band-aids
or... Okay. Right. Okay, moving on to PC 023-2526, more on time banks. We'll see time banks annual report. It's what it is. It's absolutely amazing what's been going on there. And as I said in the annual report, the amount of hours that have been exchanged in March was incredible, nearly 800. It's clearly something that's very, very positive within the village. And hopefully, something will creep in that's going to work for the youth the same sort of way, building up from strength to strength. Hopefully, if we do manage to recruit someone to work with the youth, to get grants and things like that, and we start to see a similar thing at the other end of the scale. So, all credit to our time bank manager. Okay, moving on, item B, to receive any updates and then consider any actions. Is there anything else that needs to be reported at the time bank? Okay. Moving on then to PC 024-2526, to receive any updates from MAID Joint Committee. In the absence of Councillor Travis, is there anything to report? And I expect Councillor Barnes is missing as well.
Yeah, just to note that the connections bus is back and in place and being attended, so that's quite a good one. Mixed Music is going from strength to strength. They're changing it up a little bit to make sure they're serving everybody that wants to be there and not turning into a youth club, which is a danger at the moment, so they're keeping an eye on that. And just to note that Amanda Sylvester has left the team with Cambridgeshire County Council, so we're waiting for her replacement. She's been a real help to us over the years, so we're waiting to meet her.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chair, can I just ask? So, and I noticed earlier on, so the May Joint Committee, it said, I think it said three councillors from Melbourne, and I know that's Councillor Travis, Councillor Barnes.
Okay, thank you, Councillor.
I'm so worried because I kept thinking, which hat am I wearing? Okay, that's fine.
Foxton have stepped down from the MAID committee. They've asked not to be involved going forward, but to go back to them if we ever need anything, then they may come back.
Okay. Councillor Davies, anything you wish to add under MAID?
No.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for that. PC 025-2526 to receive an update from the Futures Working Party. As mentioned earlier under Chair's announcements, I think LHI will be the big focus initially, and the second heading will be outside external gym equipment, again for all age groups. So there'll be two things that we'll be trying to focus on for a while, and then obviously we'll be doing that in conjunction with the office, especially the RHI, because we need to talk to the RFO. So we'll have a thing, have a meeting, and then see where we go from there, and then bring it back to council. So we have got time, haven't we, before we have to do our final submissions about money, haven't we?
Yes, we need to review the report, the feasibility report.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we agree with that. Thank you very much for that. Item PC 026-2526, receiving the updates from HR Power. Pass the current chair until identified with a re-elected as chair.
No updates really, just other than say that just thank everybody, all the current members, and we hope you will continue with the HR panel. Obviously for staff, office staff, we're there. If ever you want to just. We're there to do what we do. I think, very nostalgic meeting this tonight. I'm thinking back to days gone by when we didn't have an HR panel and nobody had a contract. And and there was certainly no performance management. It's interesting, isn't it, how things evolve. So I think it works well. Can I just check with the clerk that it's okay for us to continue? We describe as a. It comes under committees, but it's okay for it to be recognised as a panel.
When we explain that there's terms of reference and it's run as a committee, it's just called HR panel, then there was no issue.
And there wasn't an issue, in fact, there aren't any minutes from the meeting.
No, because they wouldn't be published anything.
The thought of redacting, it would just be
blackout.
And there is an email trail if we have comments, so when we meet, we obviously we publish the we submit a report for the meeting, so lovely, thank you.
Sure.
Pleasure.
Right, moving on. PC 027-2526, Code of Conduct to be signed by all councillors. If councillor is not in attendance, this will be signed at the first possible opportunity. So,
I did it already.
Can the minutes note that Councillor Gilmore was the first to sign?
Did you read?
Okay.
Would Councillor Gilmore like to summarise?
Yes.
Just
kind
of tied up. Those of us who haven't signed it yet.
It didn't look any different to what I signed last year. Be a good boy, keep your nose clean.
Right, okay, moving on. Item PC 028-2526, to note the dates of the upcoming meetings. As community benefits grant, we will leave that one on the Monday 2nd of June, because obviously Joe Public or the public will know about that. We don't want to confuse by changing that, so that will stay as Monday the 2nd of June at 7:30 p.m. Planning committee meeting, the next one will be Monday 9th of June at 8 p.m. I think, are you happy to do that, or do you want to move that to Tuesday?
We're moving that to
Wednesday.
Yeah, to the Wednesday. We'll move that to Wednesday.
We can do.
We've just voted to
move
all the meetings to Wednesday.
Okay, so we will move item B.
Thank you, Councillor. Can we keep that one as a Monday, just because of the extensions that we've gained already to the Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes, sorry. We've got a few applications that are due today. Sorry.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Apologies.
Okay, so this will be the last one that will be held on Monday. It will be held on Monday. The following one for August, I believe, will be on the Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. And maintenance committee meeting.
We meet in August. Parish doesn't.
We meet.
No. Yeah. Committees do.
Say August.
I know, but we've got July.
July. Sorry. Oh.
You said
August. I skipped. Sorry, I do apologise. I skipped July. Moving on to item C, maintenance committee meeting. The next one will be Thursday, the 19th of June, at 9:30 a.m. And the next full council meeting will be on Wednesday, the 25th of June.
Yeah.
At 7:30 p.m.
I'll check my calendar.
Right, just leaves it for me to
talking about dates, are we going to be looking at the fourth Wednesday of the month then?
Yes.
On the seconds for planning.
So
I can get it on me. Don't repeat.
The same weeks, but and there'll be a new schedule will come out.
I'll send that.
Which will be circulated to everybody. Right, it just remains for me to say, recognise tonight was a bit of a pressure job, the three line room, etc. But thank you all for turning up, and I declare the meeting closed. Kept it to under an hour.
Well.